following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Businesses rely on the exchange of information between colleagues and clients every day. That's what it's all about. Most people send them as attachments, but as files have gotten bigger and security is more important than ever, I'd use ShareFile by Citrix. ShareFile ensures files of almost any size will go through successfully without any bounce backs. It keeps your files safe and secure and under your control. Using ShareFile is easy. You send files by just clicking the Send a File link and entering the email address. It's flexible. You can access your files from anywhere. I love this. Your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone. And it's built for professionals, you. Plus, their customer support team members are always available. That doesn't happen everywhere. You no longer need to wonder if a file is too big to send. ShareFile is the perfect solution for any business. I want you to try it with my special offer. Sign up today to ShareFile.com and receive a 30-day free trial. You go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter my name, Colin. ShareFile.com, type in my name, Colin.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, co-host Mike Will, and coming up on the show today, our high school football preview continues with Kearney Catholic's Dave Colling. They made their first ever state football championship game last season. We'll see what they've got coming back. Our Big Ten preview takes us to Northwestern. It was kind of the coming out party for quarterback Kane Coulter last year when Dan Persa was injured and they came to Lincoln and they upset the Huskers. And we will hear from Kane Coulter as well. But you've got the Olympics going on, you've got the Kearney Little Leaguers still undefeated, and you've got the kids out there sweating on the football field. Plus, UNK, Coach Daryl Morris was down in Kansas City yesterday for Media Day. We're going to have him on the program tomorrow for Loperlink. They will open up camp on Thursday. The GPAC volleyball poll came out yesterday. The GPAC football Media Day was last week, and Mike Will, the voice of the Broncos, with us, as I said, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Hastings College football doesn't practice until a week from today, but I was a little optimistic when I saw the poll last week, Mike, that they were picked third by the coaches. Were you surprised by that?
I think I was. I think Coach Harper was surprised as well. The team has a lot of question marks coming in, especially on the defense. Are you there?
Sorry, Mike. We got you switched on there. Go ahead.
Hey, it's nice that you got me on. At least you got me on today.
We used to never turn on Daddy's microphone until the second segment, so we got you going.
Yeah, at least he never had anything to say, though. I got some important stuff here.
But Hastings third.
Yeah, we were at GPAC Media Days last week in Lincoln. I think when the coaches' poll came out, Coach Harper at Hastings College, he was surprised, too, that they stuck him in there in third. They got a lot of question marks on defense. They lost a ton of players. In fact, their top six tacklers from a season ago all graduated from last year. So a lot of question marks on defense. Hastings College might have to outscore teams 50-48 this year. They got a great offense. Well, about everybody back on offense. They've got their quarterback back, John Dostal. They've got Dalton Seeley coming back from that leg injury, the knee injury from a year ago. Keenan Balazs is back. Zane Anstein is back. Tyler Mertens is back, some of the big players from a year ago on offense. So, hey, it might be a little vanilla, so to speak, on defense for a while, and hopefully they can keep us in the game and And Hastings College can score enough points to win some of these early games.
How is the leg? 100%? Is it full recovery here? No worries?
Yeah, he went through spring practice. He was held out a little bit during the spring ball, only for a caution type period. But by the time the end of the spring got around, he was in full contact. And I expect Dalton to be at 100% when they start camp next week.
Is this the exact opposite of where Hastings was last year? Because their offense was anemic at times because of the quarterback situation, and they were really pretty good on defense most of the time, except against the top five team in the country.
I think you're right. I think last year we were more experienced on the defensive side of the ball than on offense, and this year is just a flip-flop. We lost a ton, and I mean a ton, from defense from a year ago. So it's going to be interesting how the guys kind of blend into what Tony wants them to be on the defensive side of the ball. And I think offensively, we're going to fine-tune some things and, like I said, hopefully put up some points.
And looking at Hastings, this is just the second year for Coach Harper. So, and he, when he was hired, was looked at as maybe the best recruiter on staff anyway for Coach Merkowitz. So what kind of young talent is there? Most of this is still, it's kind of a weird situation. You usually get a new head coach, you always say, well, we got to give him 3 or 4 years to get his guys. These are probably still his guys.
A lot of these guys are, and that's why he feels so comfortable with his football team right now. As far as the young guys, they've got some names that they brought in, but he'll tell you that he's never going to know how good they are college-wise until he gets them on the field and gets them into the program for a year or two. I don't know if there's really any impact of first-year players that we're going to see out there for Hastings College. I might be wrong. I might be surprised by what he puts on the football field, but I don't think there's any first-year players that will see a significant time and contribute to significant portions of the offensive or defensive scheme this year.
Doug and Daddy Show, Mike Will co-hosting with me here for the first segment, talking a little Hastings College sports. And as we said, Dave Collin, Kearney Catholic, and Kane Coulter, quarterback at Northwestern. Later on, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia as well. Interesting, when listening to Coach Harper last week at GPAC Media Days, actually he didn't start with offense or defense. He started talking about holes on special teams, and you never want to have too many holes on special teams because you just don't. You might bring in 20 linemen and you're going to find the 4 or 5 that you need. You're not bringing in 10 kickers or returners to choose from. It looks like they've got some work to do in fall camp to find everybody they need there.
We found a kicker from California, and for some reason we've got this pipeline for kickers out in California. We've got another one here this year. In fact, he was with Ernesto Locayo out in California. He's the previous kicker for Hastings. He was out there, broke some of Ernesto's records out there. So they brought him in. In fact, I think it was at the tail end of spring practice or mid-spring practice. I think this guy might have even went through the entire spring practice drills and had some problems, I guess, with extra points, some field goals. But he also hit some long field goals when I was out there during the spring ball. So, some fine-tuning. We'll see what happens and what develops there.
Also, a story, and I talked to you off the air after Media Days about where Doan would be. They were, I don't know if they were the surprise team, but maybe the most improved team, especially the last couple years under Coach Matt Franzen, who'd been at Hastings College. Then they have that horrible off-season pickup wreck, truck wreck that took the life of the young Fanning kid. Kind of tell me how he addressed that.
In fact, he came right out of the gate with that, Doug, during the media days in Lincoln last week, right out of the gate. Evidently, Doan going to dedicate this entire season to Cody Fanning, who lost his life in a freak accident during, I guess it was real early in the year. So they're going to dedicate this entire season to him. And he really kind of just talked about things in general, about being more than just a football team, that he had to be like a dad to a lot of these people and kind of hit the team hard. But he's going to try to put everything behind him when the season gets underway, and like I said, dedicate this season to Cody Fanning and make the best of it. They're going to be a good football team.
GPAC Media Day is a little different than Big Ten Media Days, but
I didn't see Erin Andrews. She wasn't in Lincoln last week.
You got all the interviews you wanted, right?
I got enough, I think.
Was there anybody? I mean, anybody that kind of caught your eye one way or the other, positive, negative? Maybe learned something you didn't already know.
I think the team to beat, without a doubt, is going to be Northwestern. They are loaded. They got everybody back. They were loaded a season ago, and this is going to be a tough team to beat. They are going to be a team to be reckoned with, not only in the GPAC, but I think nationally. I think you'll see Northwestern make a march toward the top this year.
volleyball, it seems to be a carousel over there, and we haven't got deep into practices and getting the season started, but the poll came out yesterday, and again, I raise an eyebrow because Hastings is fourth, and I guess I'm just going kind of new coach. These girls haven't been able, unfortunately, to learn a system despite how good the talent might be over there. What have you been able to find out about Coach Buttermore and what's going to happen over there with the volleyball team and the talent that they got?
Been kind of quiet, I think, in the volleyball ranks so far. Matt's been around, and he came right at the end of last year's volleyball season, so he's had good preparation time. I'm sure they've been through some summer camps and summer workouts and things, so he's now spent time with the team. I think it was a pretty veteran team that is coming back for this year in the first place, so he's going to put his spin on things, and like I said, Hastings probably be a force there in the JUPAC and volleyball, too.
We got high school football season underway. We're going to effort Coach Rebarger for tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show as part of do the two Kearney schools today, then the Hastings schools, and get into Grand Island and the rest of the listening area. Hastings, let's start there. What can you tell me? It almost seems like the era has passed for St. Cecilia, yet Bob Jensen has them fourth, and that means that era has not passed. Adams Central gets out of B. They're now in C1, and Hastings High still trying to get over that hump. Just a couple of years ago, they were trying to win some games. Last couple of years have been better.
I think Hastings will be better this year. Tyler Rebarger is back at quarterback. They've got some weapons back from a year ago, and Coach Rebarger, he's already got him on the football field. Getting ready for the 2012 season opener. So Hastings High, probably look at maybe 5-4, maybe 6-3, sneak into the playoffs in Class B.
Adams Central is setting their third in Class C1. How good are they going to be?
Adams Central made such an impressive run through Class B last year, knocked off McCook, and yeah. Had some great games there. You would think that Adams Central dropping down to a Class C1 would be a force there as well. You got Coach Carlin there. He's a sneaky little devil. Well, and he'll be ready for each and every game.
Got to be able to stop the run.
Well, you got to. You got to. And the funny thing is, Coach Carlin, now he's got a re-game plan for everybody. He spent the last couple of years getting ready for the Class B schools. Now none of those schools are on the schedule this year. Now he goes back to what he was doing before. Like several years ago when he was playing in Class C1 and Class C2. So now he's got to turn the table and get ready for teams like Gibbon and those teams back on their schedule again that they have ahead for a couple of years. So he's probably been busy all summer long, too.
And I think, and with no disrespect meant to the opponents, but all you have to do is look at what happened when Adams Central was in C1 previously. It's going to be different. They're going to be beating teams and having running clocks as opposed to what was happening with a lot more four-quarter games in Class B. And I look at this top 10 here, and Adams Central and Kearney Catholic could be on a collision course for at the end of the season in the playoffs, because out of these top 10, I would have to say 7. And depending on what you do with Norfolk Catholic, who was actually in the West in the bracket last year, but if you put Norfolk Catholic in the East, 7 of the top 10 would be in the East. Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and Boone Central, which is Albion, are the top 10 teams that are in the West. But we'll be finding out more. And Coach Tesmer's back at St. Cecilia. I guess he's just not ever going to retire, is he? That's fine by me. That's fine by me. He keeps getting that question, and they just keep winning.
He needs one more win to get to 300. I'm sure that was a goal. I met him, I guess I talked to him at the end of the season last year. I think it was toward graduation time. He spent a little time, and we just kind of sat down and shot the breeze a little bit. I said, Coach, when are you going to retire? He says, when you do. So I have no plans to retire, and so that means that Coach Tesmer is not going to retire. He said he's going to hang around a couple of more years. He said he still has a few more goals to meet. I don't know what that means, but he has a few more goals to meet. And by the way, the cup board is not empty at St. Cecilia. He said he might have one of his best classes coming up as far as linemen are concerned. And a lot of those guys are going to be sophomores this year. And he says they're very impressive. They're going to see a lot of playing time for St. Cecilia this year, offensively and defensively. So the cup board is not empty. I hate to put out the word here to area football teams, the cupboard is not empty for Saint Cecilia.
Well, and Bob Jensen is going to join us co-hosting Thursday on the show. He has Saint Cecilia fourth in Class C2, which, if I have to go back and back, that's probably the lowest they've been ranked over the last 6-8 years. Not all Hastings talk here before we let you go, Mike, and get on to the rest of your day. But a couple of the national topics. We've had some time, a little bit of time, to watch the Olympics. There was some interesting developments yesterday. We got volleyball going on later today. The women's basketball team's already won. The men, you know, there's a couple teams that give all they have to beat the United States, and then the USA just blows them out in the third or quarter or the second half. But the big story this morning from the Olympics is the soccer final. And I heard Colin Cowherd defending it this morning. But I always put myself in, I'm just imagining if it would have been flipped and the United States had got called for the two penalties and Canada had went on to win, this country would be in an uproar over women's soccer this morning.
You think so? You think we'd really be up in arms?
I know so. Yes, I think so. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you really watching this Olympic stuff?
I watched it yesterday. I can't say I watched the first half, but yesterday afternoon when it was on, I was watching the second half and the amazing back and forth that it goes. I have the Olympics on in studio while I'm working all the time.
Well, we got the studio monitors on the Olympics, and that's about what I've seen. I watched some basketball. What is this sport that we had this morning? There's got about eight guys out in the, I think they're girls, eight women out in the pool, just kind of throwing this ball around and into a net. What is that?
Water polo, man.
Is that water polo?
Water polo.
Oh, jeez.
There's water polo. There's handball. Now, this morning, okay, here's the deal. The women's basketball game was on one of the channels. Of course, when that's over, then they have to show something else. And it was like, and I'm going to have to be honest, I don't know what they call this, they were showing off their horses. It was not equestrian. They were just like doing moves. And I'm just going, you get Olympic gold for this? Are you kidding me? We can't play baseball and softball, but we can give medals to people that train horses. And that's fine, whatever. I'm just saying, Jesus. I didn't even know what to call it because it wasn't equestrian.
Didn't know that was an Olympic sport either.
Somebody's going to be able to fire us an email and probably tell me what that was. I'm sure when they tell me what it was, I'll at least have heard of it because it just slips my mind what it was called. But 888-455-ESPN is the number. You can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Wisconsin put their uniforms out.
I haven't seen them yet. What do they look like?
Well, they look exactly like Nebraska's, only they're white with a W.
There's a W on theirs?
Yeah, imagine that, because we wouldn't have been able to tell otherwise. But I can't believe how much play this is getting. Is that just because Husker fans have to talk about it?
We have nothing else to talk about but their uniforms?
I'll tell you. Mm.
So Wisconsin came out with theirs, and it looks just like the Nebraska uniforms?
Only they're white with a W on them,
yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yep, numbers on the back. In fact, I will say this. I kind of like the Wisconsin ones better.
Why?
I don't know if that's because they are white with a little more trim to it, and when we talked about the whole Nebraska all red thing with a black end, this is white with the red stuff. Maybe it looks more natural. Like I said, we'll see them play. They'll make fun of them on TV, and the winner will love their uniform, and the loser will never wear them again, and that's the bottom line.
You think we'll ever wear those uniforms again?
Not after the Wisconsin game, no. Why would you? You'd make new uniforms. That's what it's all about. You have to make these uniforms so you can sell them, so you can make money. People will be buying. You have to make the. You got to make something a little more popular, though. If they would have made something, and I'm just going by feedback here, and you've heard it too. Say 5 minutes after we were in Chicago, when we were in Chicago, we heard it was all over Facebook and Twitter and texting, like, "Oh, these are great," or "These suck." You know, if people like them, they're going to buy the replica jersey, or they're going to get the replica helmet and put it in their office, or give it as a Christmas gift. But if it's not cool, they're not going to get it. And then so the next time, it's just like Old Timers Day or Throwback Day at any Major League Baseball park, or in the NBA now when you have Latin Night or Spanish Night and it's the Los Lakers or whatever. It's just another reason to sell product, and I get that. So they'll never make it the same again. It'll be something different.
You know, I haven't got into a conversation since we've gotten back from Chicago. What is the gist of the uniforms. The people you're talking to, they like them? They don't?
You know what? I'm not hearing people discuss it, but every time somebody brings it up,
they have an opinion.
Majority of the time, yeah, they have the opinion, and the opinion is they don't like them. That's the vibe I'm getting from most of the folks out there, is that it's, you know, but then everybody has a little different idea. I would have liked to seen more black. I would have liked to seen this on the helmet. I would have liked to seen this on the pants. Well, you're never going to make anybody happy. Brian Munson from Big Red Report last week went off on it. He had the whole thing scripted out. I said, I didn't know I had a fashion designer on the show today, but he had the whole thing like what he wanted to see.
I guess I could live with the red uniforms if they didn't have that stupid red N on the front. Like I said during Chicago and we were out there, it makes it look like the team should hop into a telephone booth to change their clothes. Me, Superman.
Superman. Doug and Daddy Show, Mike Will with us, voice of the Broncos, of course, co-hosting with me today. One more thing here in this first segment, because I'm glad to see it, and I'm a little bit shocked by it because they have never had this kind of success, and that is the Kearney Little Leaguers are 3-0. And I know in Hastings, baseball is a mecca over there with Duncan Field. It is revered like it is here in Kearney, I think, on another level, and Kearney has had the better of Hastings, and I'm not trying to make a comparison lately because Hastings has, I think, a longer, rich tradition of baseball dating back 40s and before with Duncan Field. And they have proud Little League programs over there, and they've had teams go to the Babe Ruth National Tournament and things like that. Well, what is Little League like over there right now? Have they had anybody that has tried to go to that next level? Because I know they don't play what is officially Little League. They play the Babe Ruth or a different kind of organization.
Obviously, we haven't gotten as far as the Kearney Little Leaguers have done. I'll tell you what. Even people over here, I remember last year when they were on ESPN, we were sitting at a sports bar. We had that Kearney Little League team on. People were cheering Kearney on, and I think it's a great deal. Are they going to be on TV again tonight or tomorrow, Thursday night?
They have the one more pool play game today at 3 o'clock, and I thought the thing that that impressed me yesterday is they actually fell behind 4-0 in the first inning. And let's face it, when you watch from Williamsport, anybody puts four runs on the board, it's usually over because there's so many dominating pitchers. But Kearney came back. They had 5 in the third. They won the game 7-4. They clinch a spot in the semifinals. The game's on Thursday. The second and third seed will have the 1 o'clock game. And then the top seed against the fourth seed, they will play at 6 o'clock on the ESPN networks with the final set for Saturday afternoon. So all depends on how things play today. There is a scenario today, Mike, where if the right three teams win, there could be a 1-3 team that gets into that number four slot, including that Kansas squad. So Kearney does probably have a little something to play for, although they have clinched their spot.
So I got to make reservations for sometime on Thursday at my local sports facility to watch Kearney Little League baseball.
Duh, and I'm hoping I'm hoping for Kearney's sake that they are the number one seed. But for selfish sakes, you know, if they're on at 1 and I have to watch it, that'd be okay.
So the number one seed plays at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's good.
They'll
work right into my schedule.
I'm glad your schedule can be built around this. I've blabbered and set off all the topics so far. Any topic that has caught your eye that we need to touch on?
I'm just getting excited for high school football. How about you? Our first game over here in Hastings will be on that first Friday, which is coming up, what, a week? 2 weeks from Friday?
2 weeks from Friday, the 24th, we'll have our scoreboard show. We've got some exciting information we're going to be passing along here on the show over the next couple of days about our coverage of football, how fans out there and just the general fan can keep up to date on the scores just like we do during the broadcast, how they can contribute scores. That's what everybody wants to know. Hey, have you heard the score of that game? You know, you might be covering St. Cecilia versus Adams Central and you want to know how Hastings High is doing. Or, you know, you got Kennesaw-Giltner playing each other on the radio, but down the road you want to know how Shelton's doing. Well, we're going to do our best to try and make sure all those area scores get out to the people that want them, not just on the broadcast, but via the text. And I think that way everybody will be a little bit farther ahead of the game, and we'll see how that all plays out.
Everybody wants scores. I agree with you. You know, when we're doing games, everybody always taps you on the shoulder. Hey, have you heard the score on such and such? How do we know? You know, but now we do. Now we're going to have a way to do that.
Well, Michael, it'll be here before we know it. I know you've got some things you got to run off and do, so we'll let you get out of here, and I'll get on to our next high school interview with Dave Colling. So enjoy the day. Thanks for the update on Hastings. I'll talk to you here in a couple days.
Bob Jensen is on Thursday.
Bob Jensen Thursday. Jim Langan co-hosted on Friday, and then we get into full-fledged next week. We're going to be busy tomorrow because we'll have our high school preview. We'll have Daryl Morris on with Loper Link, and we'll be talking with Brad Wagner of the Kearney Little Leaguers tomorrow, the day off between pool play and the tournament.
When Bob Jensen comes in on Thursday, would you steal me a magazine? Would you steal me his magazines because he hasn't sent me one yet? Hint, Bob. I know you're listening. Hint. Please send Mike Will the magazine because I haven't got one yet, and obviously you have.
Well, I've got 12 of them, and one of them's framed, so I'm down to 11. I will do, buddy. Will do.
Yeah, all right. See you.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. When we come back, Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic head football coach, right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. During the summer, it seems like everybody's on a different schedule. Vacations, shorter days, working remotely. So meeting all your clients and colleagues in person, sometimes it's virtually impossible. That's why we recommend in the Herd, GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face-to-face no matter where you are this summer. So you're at work, but one of your clients is at their beach house. No problem. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can even join from an iPad, and you get to see all your attendees eye to eye while collaborating from all over the country. During the summer, everybody's on a different schedule. Now meet your clients and colleagues in person, no matter where they are. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin, and be sure to use the promo code Colin.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
For 5.5 months, the sporting nation has been gripped by a depression of epidemic proportions. Not an economic downturn, it's a matter of withdrawal.
Football withdrawal.
But the Huskers are coming out of hibernation. So are the Lopers and Broncos. Rejoice, dear college football fan, because summer camps are opening up for pad, pop, and coverage. Keep it tuned to the station that's talking football every day of the year. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness throughout the day today, as we'll continue to see some isolated shower and storm activity around the area. With a high in the low 90s, winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 88. Daddy's
show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Hey, folks, whether it's new or pre-owned, they'll take care of you. If you're not looking for a new vehicle right now, maybe you're getting the kids off to college and you want to give them a little either something new, different, I guess I should say, that's a little more reliable than putting around the town that you live in. Or maybe they need something that's going to get them into the workforce. You can take care of that. Their pre-owned stock with used cars, trucks, and SUVs are right there on the lot and are stocked with high-quality used vehicles. And maybe you just need to get them tuned up before you head them on out. Don't forget the Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lane. No appointment is necessary. Get a 30-minute oil change for less than $30, plus a free 27-point inspection and car wash. That's right, no appointment necessary. In, out, bam, you're done. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Our high school football preview. You know, Jeff, we should have like some cool high school football preview music. That's what we should do.
Are you serious? Because we could probably make some.
Let's do that. I'm always serious. I was the serious one most of the time on this show. Let's get some high school football music.
I bet so. Let's do that. We'll do like, we'll have Merritt do the Kearney Catholic, and then Melissa, the Stars.
Oh, no, it's got to be different. That was for Big Ten. Because right now we're talking with the team that made it farther than anybody else in the listening area last year. Sergeant, I know. You were in the finals. I know. But Kearney Catholic with their first ever state finals. And Dave Colling and the Stars are ready to make a run. And Dave back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, pretty good, Doug. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure following the Stars and all the other teams in the area. Is it a different feeling this summer, this camp season, this first day and a half of practice that you've already been through? Is there a different feeling about the team than you've had since taking over the program?
You know, there's a lot of confidence here. We got a lot of junior class last year. A lot of good athletes in that class, and so now they're seniors, and so had a banner weight room attendance this summer, and the seniors we got now are pretty dang good leaders, and so yeah, it's pretty confident, pretty upbeat, and a pretty good fall camp right now.
How do you once you go for that goal, and obviously there's one more game left to win, but that first time making that deep run, you're never going to be able to repeat it emotionally, and the thrill of it is just going to be a little bit different. How do you approach getting back to where you were last year?
You know, I think it all, and we preach this, you know, all summer, and we continue to preach it as a coaching staff. You kids got to stay hungry, and that's the key, I think, to our success last year as well. A lot of people don't believe in you, and that doesn't matter. You believe in yourself, and you stay hungry, and you have a great attitude, and you work hard, you put the work in, and good things will come. The minute you lose that hunger is the minute you get beat, and you're not so successful. So, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to instill again in these kids. We're jumping to C1, so it's a whole new ball game. And to stay hungry and you don't put the work in, you're not going to get the result that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's my next question. Going into C1, the last time that happened for the Stars, that was almost a benefit because the team went from C2 to C1, and that was really where the program, those years back in the early 2000s with the Blake Covers, and you can fill in all the kids that you want to, and they went on there. There was a state basketball title, and that was really kind of the beginning of where Kearney Catholic is now. So what is your thoughts about the teams you'll see in C1 compared to the ones you saw in C2?
You know, it's a tough road. Last year we opened up with 1, 2, and 3, and I truthfully don't think it gets any easier this year. You know, we go up to Ord. I know you have some familiar ties with that program, but we go up there, and there's not an easy game on our schedule. I just, the kids know that, from a coaching standpoint, the last few years we've been in C2, so we had film after film after film, and we knew the head coaches and so forth, but going to C1, we got a couple films on everybody, and it's a whole new ball game.
Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And just for the fans out there, most of these schools, when Kearney Catholic was in C1 previously, you're familiar with. We've seen Chase County and Gothenburg, if not in the regular season, in the playoffs. Cozad, same way. Minden, that might be a new one, even though they were just down the road. Let's talk about the team you do have coming back. There were so many kids that really came into the limelight last year, but I think the line is where you knew that, and your assistant coaches knew that the team had to get better on the line. Maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, they had to get bigger, they had to get stronger, and you've got that.
Yeah, we put a lot of time into getting our weight program up to where it needed to be, and I think that's where it all starts. Like you said, you don't have a good offensive line, you're going to have trouble competing, and so, like I said, the last 3 years with this summer and last summer being just tremendous, the boys have put on some weight, got a little quicker, some of the skill guys, and it just got plain and simply stronger. And it all boils down to that. And of course, technique comes into play quite a bit too. But the boys got stronger, and this year's seniors coming back. We got to replace the center, David Burkink and Eric Long. But we got a lot of guys back on the line. With Squires and Lowry and Isaac Richter coming in will fill in, and Johnny Blake, of course, is back for us. So we got in Cody Brown. So we got five linemen that are seniors, and so that's gonna help us a bunch.
And your secondary, you got the human interception, Brian Huseman, coming back. They were good last year, and tell me what they're going to see this year.
Yeah, you know, we get Brian Usman back at corner. Brett James was injured last year, so he will be a senior as well, and he'll play some DB for us as well. And you know, at linebacker, we're Alex Lowe's back at middle linebacker, and Connor Strite and Thomas Conley, and so we feel pretty good about the defensive side of the ball with some guys coming back.
Is Lease going to be your main running back, or have you made that decision yet?
Right now, Alex Lowe has been carrying the load. Thomas Conley, played quarterback for us last year also. He'll be getting some looks here at fall camp. We've got a couple young kids that are speedsters. Alex Lowe's little brother, Garrison Lowe, looks pretty good at fall camp so far. And so we got some guys, at running back. Of course, we got Abe Clinch back at quarterback, which always helps having a senior leader taking the snaps.
How in the world does this team replace Tyson Calling?
Yeah, he takes after his father, I think, with the speed and the agility and stuff like that. But we are, and some guys I failed to mention, Brett Grosskreutz, coming in at wing and some corner, has some speed. Alex Leash, coming back on the D line and defensive end. So, across the board, we got some guys that are pretty good athletes. But it all boils down to the part I was talking about: how hungry are you? How would your attitude going to be like? Are you willing to work for what you want to do?
Dave Calling, the head coach at Kearney Catholic of the Stars football program, just another minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we talked with Coach Cool on the hill at Kearney High yesterday, your quarterback and Abe Clinch is coming back as well. I was going to say Luke McNick and Abe Clinch are different quarterbacks, but maybe not so much. Luke, I think, is a little bit bigger kid, but Abe's asked to do the same thing. He's asked to run a pretty spread offense, and he's asked to be a little more accurate with the ball. And I think we saw last year as the season progressed, his mistakes went drastically down from the opening game to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think he's matured even this summer. We asked him to do a lot of things, and we kind of dealt in this the summer, kind of breaking down defenses and where's the opening going to be, and don't try to force things and take what's there. And Abe's a pretty smart kid as well, and so. I think he's taken this summer to kind of sit back and try to learn how to read. Defense is better, and he's gotten a little quicker. He's sitting about 218 pounds right now, so 6'2", something like that, 218. So he's gotten some size on him, lifting weights and so forth. So I think he's matured quite well this summer.
Finally, Dave, you lose also one of the seniors you lost was a kid that did a little bit of everything for you, including big on the special teams, and Keegan Fitzgerald. What do you do to replace him?
Keegan was just a, all-around good athlete. Anthony Pacheco, the same way in the backfield. We lose some guys that are pretty dang good athletes, but with the work that our juniors and some even the sophomores, I failed to mention some of those guys, the work they put in this summer, they're going to help us out a bunch. In C1, we're not a real deep team, so injuries, stuff like that's going to come into play, later on down the road. We got to stay healthy, and so the guys we got to replace are some good athletes, but I think our guys are hungry, and I think put in the work this summer, and so I'm pretty happy where we're sitting right now.
Well, you do get to open the season in God's country, and I suppose that's a pretty good sign for a Catholic school. So, Dave, we will again be covering the Stars. I don't know if they'll let me back into that town anymore, but
I'm wondering.
We will look forward to working with you again throughout the season and following the Stars. Best of luck. Get through fall camp healthy, would you?
Okay, hey, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
Take care, Dave. Dave Calling, the head football coach at Kearney Catholic. They open the season on the road August the 31st as they play at Ord, and then they come home for their next two games against St. Paul and Ogallala. They'll travel to Central City, and then their district games with Minden, Cozad, Chase County, and Gothenburg. That'll be an interesting one. They've got an interesting little stretch there with Ogallala, Central City, and Minden. Back-to-back-to-back, those are going to be some tough football games in there, and then we'll see how the improvement is with Cozad and Chase County, and, of course, Gothenburg. They've always been a thorn in the Stars' side, and they have had a very good program over at Gothenburg for a long, long time under Coach Hakey. Tomorrow, we're going to look at Hastings, and we'll continue to do that with Hastings, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Adams Central. As we progress in, we'll get into Grand Island next week, and we'll be talking about more of the area schools as well. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King is the home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And if you'd like a little breakfast, try their sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, maybe even the ham. Gee, that's my favorite. Little tater tots. Very good. From 6 to 11, breakfast is served daily at Burger King, two locations in Kearney and Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Kane Coulter, quarterback, number one this year, not behind Dan Persa. He's taking the snaps. He is going to join us, quarterback at Northwestern, when we come back.
Greenberg, think you've tried everything for your allergies? Well, Allegra works like nothing else. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy, starts working in just an hour, keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It's effective even at 8 times high pollen levels. So remember, you can have it all with Allegra. It applies to first dose only among OTC-branded antihistamines and controlled environment studies using pollen deemed high by the National Allergy Bureau. Use as directed, visit Allegra.com.
Well, folks, summer's here, and for a lot of us, that means taking a vacation we've been looking forward to all year. But how can you make the most of your destination city when you get there? Easy. Just download the StubHub app to your phone, and you'll know exactly what's happening wherever you end up. Concerts, theater, sports, everything going on will be right there in front of you. And you can grab tickets right from your phone. So grab the StubHub app today, and happy traveling.
StubHub!
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness throughout the day today, as we'll continue to see some isolated shower and storm activity around the area. With a high in the low 90s, winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 88.
Ain't no way they can stop me now, daddy, cause I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion, moving deep inside my veins. Too much pride to be running. I'ma get what I can and more.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. Want to remind you, our friend Mark and the gang down at Craves, we've been talking about the Kearney Little Leaguers. They are going to be opening up on Thursday to watch the Kearney Little Leaguers. They could play at 1 or they could play at 6, so we'll know tomorrow what's going on. And we want to let you know that that's going to be open to the public to come in, Crave, downtown Kearney, in the Kauffman Center. And that is where they're going to be to watch the Little Leaguers. So no admission. Come on down. Watch the Little Leaguers play Thursday on ESPN. Have a little bit of a party atmosphere going on there. And we'll have more details on that tomorrow. Plus, we'll be talking with Coach Brad Wagner. But again, they'll play at either 1 or at 6. Don't forget to vote on our ESPN poll question up every day at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can listen to our podcast in case you missed the show live or just want to listen to an interview from yesterday or last week or last month, anything that we've had from the Big Ten, anything that we've had with the local coaches or just some different sports personalities. You can log on and see that. You can like us on Facebook. You can get hooked up there. We'll give you updates at who's on the show, after the show, who's been on the show, other sporting, what's going on ESPN over the evening and weekend. And, of course, when we get into the live sports season again here, you'll be able to get updates on whose games will be on the radio just by liking us on the Facebook page. Today's poll question from producer Jeffrey. Which rookie first-round quarterback will have the most wins as a starter this football season? I can't believe you put Ryan Tannehill in there. Are you kidding me?
No.
I know where that came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Ex-producer said, put Ryan Tannehill in there.
Well, because Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, and Brandon Weeden are the only official starters. And he says, oh, but you can't put – you have to put Ryan Tannehill in there if you're going to say first-round quarterback.
The thing is, you look at Andrew Luck, and if that team was as bad as they were last year, it doesn't matter if he starts 16 games. Peyton Manning won 3 his first season. So Robert Griffin III, Brandon Weeden – the Browns, you never know. All of a sudden – just when they were 10-6 that year and somehow didn't make the playoffs and everybody had high expectations, and Romeo Crennel loses his job and Colt McCoy doesn't get the job done. Brandon Whedon's 27, 28 years old now. Remember that, folks. So it's not like they're putting in some snot-nosed kid that doesn't know what he's doing. I think he has been through these ranks before playing pro baseball, so he's way mature beyond his years. And Robert Griffin III starts for the Redskins, who I just hate with a passion, and that leaves you Ryan Tannehill. I wouldn't even vote Ryan Tannehill last here if I knew that he was going to start 16 games or at least start game one. You don't know about injuries. I'm going to take a flyer here. I'm going to go Brandon Weeden. I'm taking a flyer. I'm going Brandon Weeden will win the most this year. You can vote Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Tannehill, or Brandon Weeden. Who will have the most wins at the start of this season? Vote today on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday's poll question, which Olympian has been most impressive through the first week? Michael Phelps got 39%. Missy Franklin, who I voted for, and Gabby Douglas got 23%. Usain Bolt, 15%. But boy, Gabby Douglas is struggling now. You go through the all-around and trying to bring the U.S. the gold, and then she's not meddling on the individual apparatuses. She finished 7th today. What was today? 8th yesterday on the bars.
The uneven bars, yep.
And 7th today in what? Floor exercise?
I think so, yeah.
So maybe a little bit has gone a long way. So,
well, they were saying she was pretty fatigued after doing the all-around.
So there you go. All right. I'm pretty tired, too.
Well, okay, going back to the poll question here. Andrew Luck, they won. They lost so many games, and then they won 2 or 3 to end it, but then they gut the whole team, basically, you know. So I don't think you can get him. Robert Griffin III, you know, you want to root for like guys like Roy Helu, but it's the Redskins. They're going to finish 5-11 somehow.
He's going to win the poll. I'll tell you right now, he's going to win the poll question. Tomorrow when we give the results, it'll probably be Robert Griffin III, and he probably has the best chance to win the most games.
Tannehill, he's not even the starter. He's third string right now, but he's had a promising camp. That's what Merritt tells me. He's had a promising camp. And Weeden, I'm going to go with you. I mean, just hand the ball off to Trent Richardson, because if you have a young running back in the NFL – I mean, that's a big deal. After 30, they're not worth much.
They got some learning to do. Don't forget, fantasy football starts here, and we have our fantasy football expert every Thursday, and I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But right now, it's time for our Big Ten preview. Our Big Ten preview brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island at Complete Nutrition Gang. Woo! CTS360, a complete toning system for both male and female weight loss customers that offers a comprehensive and customizable solution. And guys, they even take care of the high school athletes, an exclusive line of supplements that are approved for high school athletes. They will make sure that your young son or daughter gets what they need, not what they don't need. Stop in, let their qualified and trained personal consultants help your high school athlete perform at his or her best this fall. We got a chance, Doug Duda and Mike Will, to catch up with quarterback out of Northwestern, Kane Coulter.
Continuing on from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, talking a little Northwestern football with a man that came in and really got his name on the national spotlight in Lincoln last year, and he was not wearing red, Mike Will.
Unfortunately.
Doug Duda, Mike Will, joined now by Kane Coulter, quarterback at Northwestern. Kane, pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you.
Well, we got to start there. I mean, that was the breakout game for Kane Coulter, and it came through unfortunate circumstances with Dan getting hurt. But you stepped up. You would do anything that the team wanted you to do position-wise. But talk about that special day in Lincoln now that you've had time for it to sink in.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Dan, you know, he was just hampered by injuries all year, and that allowed me to get my opportunity. And, you know, when you get an opportunity in life, you got to make the most of it. So I just went in there, had some fun, you know, no matter where I was, at quarterback, receiver, just went out there, tried to make some plays, and, you know, we ended up with a pretty good day.
Talk about the experience about playing in Lincoln against the Huskers.
It was amazing. It was amazing. That was my first time being there. You know, I got recruited by Nebraska. I almost went there, but I had never been to the stadium. And it's just something that's going to stick with me the rest of my life. You know, the fans, you know, they treated us amazingly, you know, before the game and after the game, showed, you know, so much sportsmanship. But that's something that's just going to stick with me for the rest of my life. And, you know, honestly, I've never been to a place where the fans are like that.
You said you were recruited by Nebraska. You decided to go to Northwestern. What was the deciding factor there?
I think just education, you know. Nebraska has a great education, but in Northwestern was just something I couldn't turn down. My parents always preached me to get my degree, you know, and you know, I just love being in Chicago. It's a great city, a lot of things to experience, so I wouldn't have it any other way.
Kane Coulter with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What should Nebraska fans be experiencing when they come play at Northwestern later this season? What's campus like? What's the stadium like? What's the atmosphere, I guess, like?
The stadium's a little bit smaller than Nebraska. But, you know, it's a great atmosphere. They'll get to, you know, witness some of our traditions. You know, it might be a little bit colder. I don't know. You know, it gets a little bit windier. You know, maybe we're in the windy city. But, you know, it's going to be a great time. You know, get to have them at our place. You know, one of my best friends plays for Nebraska, Kenny Bell. So, have him come up to our place, you know, play him here. It's going to be a great experience.
The dues are different, you and Kenny. They're way different. You maintain yours.
No, Kenny's been having that afro for so long. can't even picture him without it.
You talked about some of the traditions of Northwestern football. Anything real wacky that you guys do real odd for football games?
We have a really corny fourth quarter song. That's the only thing I could really think of. But, you know, no crazy traditions. Not that I could think of.
Well, so. What's the corny song?
It's "Put Your Hands Up in the Air." I don't know. I don't even know who sings it. Everybody starts putting their hands up in the air. It's pretty neat, but for the players, you know, it's kind of corny. But the fans enjoy it. You know, gets them going.
Kane Coulter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Take me back to the first time you got a chance to start a football game against Boston College. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was a lot different. I was really nervous that game. You know, I hadn't got much experience as a starting quarterback. You know, played a little bit the season before at quarterback and receiver and some other things. But being that full-time quarterback is a lot different. You know, you got to, you know, step up in that leadership role. And, you know, I was really nervous, really jittery. But, you know, once you got out there for that first play, everything went back down to reality. You settled down. Game started slowing down. And we were able to go out there and get a big victory, victory at somebody else's place. So, you know, it was a great experience.
Talk about Northwestern offense for this year. You guys take some steps. What are we going to see out of you guys?
We're fast. We're fast. You know, we lost a lot of guys. You know, Drake Dunsmore, Jeremy Ebert, some pretty good receivers. But these young guys coming up, they're fast, they're athletic, and we're going to have a pretty high-powered offense. So, you know, it's going to be a tough task. You know, Nebraska's obviously well-coached, you know, very disciplined, got a great defense. And they got athletes all over the field. So it's going to be a great matchup, and I can't wait.
I have a funny feeling that Bo Pelini has got this one circled on the old calendar, doesn't he?
No, there's so many of them out there. Kane, growing up in Colorado, coming out of Denver, dad playing for the national championship. What's it really like growing up in a Colorado Buffalo household?
You know, I could never really wear red. You know, I had a pair of red shoes once, and I went to, I think it was a Colorado practice after my dad had graduated, and they wouldn't let me on the field, you know, gave me some crap about it. So, you know, it was something I'd never really been, you know, a part of or experienced in Nebraska until I started getting recruited. And, you know, I have all the respect in the world for that program. You know, obviously I almost went there. And, you know, they're just a great program, you know, great tradition. And I got all the respect in the world for them.
Well, you've had a couple of big home run plays. I mean, you've been great throughout your career, high school, college. You had the big home run last year, third longest pass play in Northwestern history. Then I get to read a little deeper here. In high school, do I have this right? You scrambled. It's third and goal at the 36, and you score in overtime to defeat the defending state champions?
That is true. It actually, we had a huge snowstorm like a week before. It was like negative 10 degrees. Oh. It was terrible. Everybody just wanted to go home, so I figured, you know, might as well end the play right here. End the game right here. I want to go home. So third and 36, it was something ridiculous, but ended up scrambling around, making a play, and, you know, won in overtime.
Well, he made a lot of plays in Lincoln last year, and I'm sure he's going to be making a lot of plays just outside of Chicago and Evanston this year. Kane, it's been a pleasure chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us some time today, and we'll see you in a couple, 3 months.
My pleasure. Appreciate it.
Kay Coulter, heart of our Big Ten preview, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's time now. We're going to go into the break with this question. Olympic basketball. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. The first correct answer wins a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. You can get steaks. You can get bacon for those BLTs. You can get snack sticks to take along with you on the trip. They've got fresh frozen seafood, so much. Prime rib, hams, whatever you want. Burgers, brats, right out of the smokehouse, all the sausage you want. Here is today's trivia question. The last time the United States men's basketball team played without professionals was in 1988. The United States finished with the bronze medal. It's too easy to guess the Soviet Union. They won the gold medal. Who won the silver medal? The 1988 1988 Olympic men's basketball tournament. Who won the silver medal? In fact, their men and women both won the silver medal that year. And here's a hint. They're no longer officially a country. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Which country that officially no longer exists under that name won the men's and women's silver medal in 1988? Back after this.
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
I can't wait to get to the racetrack.
Big NASCAR fan, huh?
Oh, the biggest. In fact, I just bought a new set of tires because the salesman said they were the same brand NASCAR drivers use.
So you bought Goodyear tires?
I did.
Well, Goodyear is the official tire of NASCAR. They trust the superior handling of Goodyear tires.
Then yeah, they were definitely Goodyears.
Well, then you must have gotten an $80 Goodyear rebate. That's one good decision you've made. Can't say the same about the racing decals.
What? They're totally authentic.
Yes, but NASCAR drivers put them on the outside of their cars.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think they liven up my dashboard.
No.
Either way, with Goodyear tires on my side, I'm a winner. Wave the spotted flag.
Checkered flag. Have you even seen a NASCAR race?
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated. Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
In a recent study on ingredients in CTS Clinical, typical weight loss results are 21 pounds in 12 weeks. But listen to these real results from real customers.
A year ago, I weighed almost 240 pounds. Thanks to my boss recommending Complete Nutrition, I'm down to a lean 167 pounds and I'm all muscle.
Start your own weight loss success story with CTS Clinical from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness throughout the day today, as we'll continue to see some isolated shower and storm activity around the area. With a high in the low 90s, winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 88.
Trapman's Tuesday Trivia, we got a winner, Jeffrey. The correct answer to which nation won the 1988 Olympic silver medal, not only in men's basketball, but women, and this was the last time the pros were not allowed to play. Russia won it, the United States got bronze, and the silver medal went to Yugoslavia, and the winner of that was
Jeff Strong.
Jeff, congratulations. $25 gift card coming your way. The United States women beat Canada, and Chelsea Aubrey thumped them this morning. The United States men play Australia and Alex Marich tomorrow. The Kearney Little Leaguers go at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll keep you updated as we have been, and we'll continue to do so throughout the week. As you head out to lunch, how about the chicken coop? You don't have to wait for Wing Basket Night tonight. You can get in there for lunch, but Wing Basket Night is tonight. Lunch specials every single day, 7 days a week. They're open for you because why? Well, you're hungry 7 days a week. Happy hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday to watch all your favorite sports. The Olympics, PGA Golf Tournament coming up this week. Of course, college football and the NFL. They've got all the package for every single game. You can even rent the party room if you'd like to do that for your get-togethers. And don't forget, tonight it is Wing Basket Night. Every Tuesday night for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Get them hot, get them sweet, get your favorite. Only $5 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. I want to thank Mike Will for co-hosting with me today and talking a little Hastings sports, as well as Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic football coach and Northwestern football stud quarterback Kane Coulter. Tomorrow on the program, we will be talking to Daryl Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They're just 2 days away from beginning official practice. Brad Wegner, the head coach of the Kearney Little Leaguers, will join us on the program tomorrow as well. And also tomorrow on the program, another Big Ten football standout, and we will be catching up with with Max Bullock from Michigan State. This kid is good, and he's going to join us on the program tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you on the Doug and Danny Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.